Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kavod. When you walk into a store, every item in the store has a price tag. And that price tag is an evaluation of what this item's value and worth is. Now, you could agree or disagree with that evaluation. You don't have to buy the item. But that's what the price tag is essentially stating. We think that this is what the item's worth. How do we show the people in our lives that they have worth and value? And Rav Volpe says the way to show people that we value them is not through price tags and paychecks, but it's through kavod. The respect that we give to people is our way of showing them that they matter. And he says that every single person needs, it's their oxygen. We need to feel like we have value. We need to feel like we matter. Now, if that's the case, then why can't we go chasing for it? Why can't I go chasing after this validation? Not only that, but I'm told that if I chase after this kavod, guaranteed, I won't get it. So a few years ago, I read a book that tried to understand why, when January rolls around and so much of the world is making New Year's resolutions, if you were to meet people a few weeks or a few months in, most people are no longer committed to their resolutions. But there is a small segment of people that are still holding on to their New Year's resolution. And the researchers wanted to understand what's true about this small segment that they're still holding on to their resolution. And what they found is that most people make a typical New Year's resolution that I want to eat healthy, I want to walk more. But what they found is that that's not successful. It's not a long-term plan. The people who stuck with their resolutions were the people who changed their identity, their sense of self. They said to themselves, new year, new me. I'm now a healthy person. And they truly viewed themselves that way. And therefore, when snack time came around and they weren't sure, should I go for the potato chips or the carrots? Well, I'm a healthy person. So therefore, healthy people choose the carrots. If I identify myself now, like I am a reader. So when a free time comes around, am I going to scroll for the next newsfeed? Or am I going to pick up the book that's in my bag? The way that I perceive myself will impact the behaviors and choices. And that was the way that people held on to their resolutions and made long-term change, really by changing how they view themselves and their identity. Kavod Atzmi, genuine and true and deep and real self-respect, comes from acting in a way that reflects a particular type of identity. And Rav Volpe says, kol zos, all of these behaviors that we can do that show self-respect, lo kedilim tzochin b'inei habrios, it's not to get people's applauds and approvals. I'm not looking for other people's respect. Ela kedila chabed et tzelem elokim shebanu. It's really to show that I'm honoring and respecting the tzelem elokim that's within me. If I perceive myself and identify myself and truly view myself first and foremost as I am a Tzelem Elokim. I have a piece of Hashem inside of me. I have infinite worth. Then that will impact the decisions and the choices that I make. So, you know, I'm not sure, should I be honest here? Well, a Tzelem Elokim would be honest. How would a Tzelem Elokim behave? Whether I should use that word or listen to that, I'm a Tzelem Elokim. And that's why I can't go chasing for it. Because real kavod atzmi, a genuine, true, and sincere self-respect, has to come from a real alignment of how I see myself. And that can't come from without. It has to come from within. It's how I view myself. And it's true that the behaviors and the choices that I make, those are a testimony and a peek into now how I view myself. But the real work is in the mind of how I view myself. How do I define myself? There's a quote that I once heard that I thought was super powerful. And the quote said, the opposite of belonging is the need to fit in. We would think the opposite of belonging is feeling lonely. But this person said the opposite of belonging is the need to fit in. And in truth, this is so powerful and very much makes sense with everything we've been talking about. When I feel a need to fit in, I'm really compromising who I am for what you want me to be. And every room, there are different expectations of what people want me to be. And so not only do I change myself, essentially I'm losing myself. But a sense of belonging means I know who I am, and I take that from room to room. And that's the avoda of kavod atzmi. It's who am I really? How do I view myself? And that new view will impact my decisions. It's not about doing this particular mitzvah or taking on that chumrah or taking on that sensitivity. Those are all great. But even before any of those things to make long-lasting, effective change, it's to say to myself, I am a tzelem Elokim. How would a tzelem Elokim behave? Thank you for learning together.